Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Crispy on the Web Podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. Good to be back once again. And today, I am talking about how do I manage everything with Crispy on the Web Media. Now, that's a tough one because dealing with Crispy on the Web Media, there's so many different elements of, you know, Crispy on the Web Media. You have your blogs Monday through Fridays with Kelsey doing the Saturday end of the week updates, and then you have, you know, and which I love her, you know, involvement with Crispy on the Web Media, and always inputting a lot of different ideas and thoughts into, you know, our content on the website as well. And, you know, talking about team is always being in constant contact with the team. Like, I always have to, you know, I have to talk to Kels, I have to talk to Larry, and just to make sure that we are good with what the plan is, what we want to do. You know, there is so many different things, different elements to the podcast, podcasting and the blogs and the content that you guys see each and every week. So, you know, but I like the smaller team, in my own opinion. I really, really like the smaller team aspect to it because, you know, it's just a lot easier to handle. Because I know at one point I had like 5 or 6 staff when I was with the video project team. Originally, when I did the video project team, I had like 5 or 6 of us. And that was a lot to handle. That was a lot to deal with dealing with that team. And I like that it's small. It may be small, but it's very much. It's a very mighty team. It's really a fantastic team to work with, and I'm really happy to have both of them involved, I guess. But that's what I like about Crispy on the Web Media. Social media aspect. That's another one, because we always have to constantly, you know, throw updates, and I have not been doing that lately myself. I've been doing a lot of social media content. I've been a little behind schedule with it. Excuse me, but I need to start posting a lot more. I just did an event yesterday. That's probably why you can see that some red in my face. I got a lot of sun yesterday. I was outside. But you know, it's just not me. It's just also Kelsey, who is also kind of helps with the social media aspect of things, helps me out with posts and updates and whatever, like all the stuff that we do. You know, she helps me with that too. So it's not just me, but she helps me out with it when things are getting heavy. Hectic with content, like it is right now. I'm going through a lot right now. I got a lot of work I want to do, and it's just one thing after another, and I have to get it done. But hopefully now I can start working on some other stuff, some other projects and whatnot down the road, especially. So yeah, but also podcast, this one, Entertainment Podcast, and the CVLTW show. That's two, you know, podcasts that are near and dear to my heart. You know, and there's a lot of different elements from pre-production to working on notes, which I can show you guys. This is actually today's. This is today's, but like coming up with notes, you know, having that done, you know, having like the pre-production, getting the thumbnail from Kelsey, and I'm gonna have to take a selfie after I'm done this to send to her, and so she can do a quick good thumbnail for the YouTube side of things. And but there's a lot of different aspects with the podcast, especially it just, you know, thumbnails. You got pre-production, coming up with the ideas, which I gotta work on. That's one thing I do need to work on, is more ideas for the podcast. I need to, you know, get some new ideas and try to get more innovative in talking about different things. But there is a lot of different parts, moving parts to it. So pre-production, you know, preparing, getting the thumbnail, then to production, to recording the podcast, getting it up and whatnot. That is another thing. And then post-production, you know, getting the thumbnail, you know, editing the episode, which is a lot of work. You gotta get rid of all the dead air on audio only. I try to not take a lot out. So also making sure there's like a little, maybe about that much. For those on YouTube, you see me with my two pointer fingers, well, maybe about that much of space between the audio only. But there is a lot of different things. And It's editing and the thumbnail is important, you know, getting the right caption, putting social media links. If I have a guest on the show, I have to put the guest links in there, which I haven't had a guest on the show recently. Like, this is the first week I'm actually doing topics. Probably going to be doing topics again next week, probably. Hint, hint, double hint, maybe. That's what I'll be doing. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, right now, it's just coming up with, you know, the questions too. That's another thing with preparing for entertainment podcasts, especially. You need to really come up with some good questions to ask them. And you guys seem to like the interviews. It's evident that you guys like interviews a lot more than the topics. But, you know, I want to do topics too. I want to kind of mix it up a little bit either way. But, you know, you got to make sure you have some really good questions to ask the guest on the podcast. That is really important. And it's hard, and it's hard at times to come up with questions and keeping up with all the interview requests. But, you know, I manage it. I do the one that starts, and making priority on which podcast comes first. So, for example, let's say an interview with whoever, like with a guest that's coming up for the next week, I do that first and then do that another one as well. But I kind of prioritize which one comes first, which one's coming up first, and then do the next one and the next one and the next one, and so forth. So it kind of, it runs smoothly, I guess I'm trying to say. It runs a lot more smoother than it has been before. I used to be a mess when it came to, you know, doing shows and keeping up with the demand of episodes. And this is one of the reasons why I'm actually looking forward to going down to only one episode of Entertainment Man a week, and then the CBOW show as well on the Wednesday. This is why I've started, you know, schedule what I need to do on a regular basis. I know yesterday, I'm recording this the night before. Yeah, procrastinating again. I know, that's a big issue I'm having right now. But yeah, I need to do that. And yet, like I said, yesterday I was actually at a couple events locally. I was all over the town. I was at the Bowmanville, I was at the Maple Fest. I was at Doors Open for three different events, so it was just unreal. I didn't even have time to work on anything related to Crispy on the Web Media, so that quite difficult to do that and to actually schedule, because after dinner I was like out like a light for a couple hours. I fell asleep for a few hours, and I was supposed to woke up about 9 o'clock, and I was like, oh, I gotta do this podcast, because there needs to be an episode tomorrow, because I'm not going to break a promise to it not doing an episode for you guys, because, you know, I'm on a really hot streak with the episodes, and that's what is mostly important there. But, you know, I need to lay out what I need to do first, and then what's next, and so far and so forth. And CBLW show is a little different, because, yeah, we were on video originally we were on video, but, and maybe you guys kind of know the story now. For those who follow us on social media, you guys kind of know what is going on with that. We kind of jumped too fast into the world of YouTube for the CBLW show. That's a mistake that we made, and I admit it. We went too fast, and we did not figure out, we didn't know the technical side of things were going to be a problem. So that is one thing. You also have to remember to make sure you always check your tech. You always have to remember to check your technology, making sure, you know, OBS is running, it's updated. I know OBS does do regular updates every week almost. It does like an update, not every week, but every couple of weeks it does like an update to a new version or an updated version to, you know, fix any bugs. And, you know, make sure the software Audacity, which is up on my top screen, you know, you gotta make sure that is working and it's not freezing up. There's not a problem with that. So, yeah, you got to check your technology, your tech. You're making sure everything's working. The microphone's working. You got to make sure everything is operating smoothly, ready to go, and then you can record a podcast. So, that's another thing, is to actually check your technology, take half an hour and do a check. And I do that a lot with the podcast, especially with guests. I always get on half hour before and say, okay, this is working. Okay, we're good here. I can hear the sound on Skype or not Skype, StreamYard. Everything's working, you know. And then we've been using StreamYard a lot more for guests lately, which is great because I like StreamYard a lot better. But yeah, it's you always have to check everything. And it's good to do it half an hour before your, you know, allotted time to record a podcast, whether you're a guest or you're just recording solo like I am right now. You have to remember, you know, you got to check your technology and make sure everything's working. And sometimes computers will actually change something on you. The computer will change something on you. And it's like, okay, now my microphone's not working. What is going on with that? Why is my mic not working? Is it a setting in the computer? Is it a setting in OBS? Or is it a setting in Audacity, for example? So you're going to go through all that too. That is very, very important. And that takes a lot of time up. And I'm very meticulous with how I do things with Crispy on the Web Media, you know, getting things done, you know, doing with the podcast, the website, the blog. But it seems to work. It does seem to work. And I sometimes do get off schedule. And I need to stick to the schedule where I'm recording these episodes on Wednesdays and then like Fridays for the CBLTW show. I'm going to do that before the weekend. So that is going to be like a routine for me to getting into recording new episodes each and every week and making sure I'm ready to go to post it. And that way you guys have content to listen or watch as well. So, but you know, it's important to stick to a schedule. It is very important to stick to a schedule. Blogs are a lot of work too. Blogging is a lot of work, and I'm kind of overwhelmed now because I got a whole slew of blogs from Doors Open to the Maple Festival. I'm going to be doing a lot of different blog posts this week coming up, so it's just going to be a very, very busy week, blogging a lot every day. But I do have a lot of ideas that I want to put out there and I want to do for you guys down or on crispyontheweb.com. So it's really, I got to make sure it goes out. And so far, I think I have 1, 2, 3, I have about 4 days. I got up to Thursday, and then Friday's open right now, so I got a lot scheduled for the blog. So, which is good, and I kind of do have an idea and a way to schedule. I have my schedule set up and ready for the upcoming week, which is good too. You need to, you know, get back on track on things, and you know, I want to get back on track with the podcast this week. And Wednesday is a big goal for me to start recording episodes for the next week. I have to come up with a new idea. I think I have to do a new episode. I don't know. Hang on a second. Let me do a check. Because I'm just curious. Do I have anything that's available this week? It's always good to look at your folder. The reserved episodes. I do have a stuff. And maybe, I have a good episode for next week. I think I do. I have a good episode for next week. I'll tell you guys after. But, you know, you need to get back on track. Especially if you're getting stuck, you're doing what I'm doing, recording at the last second, staying up late, recording, editing, doing all of that stuff. You gotta make sure that you do it in advance, not like the night before, and then spending a whole couple hours, you know, editing and doing a thumbnail and getting the work done. I want to make sure that's more balanced too. And I need to remember my boundaries. And I know I've talked about boundaries several times on the podcast. You guys know I've talked about it. And I need to take a break from time to time. And I have not been taking a break from Crispy on the Web Media. I haven't taken a break for a day and just dreamed and, you know, hung out. And I think I'm going to do that today. I'm going to probably stream on Twitch for a bit. So if you guys are interested in gaming, you want to go check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheEM015. Soon will be twitch.tv/CBLTW Media will be the actual account name down the road. I'm going to be switching that around eventually, but that's later. That's going to be like in a couple of weeks. I will be doing the switch on the name. I'll make sure to change the description box below. I'll make sure to change that. But you need to take a break. And there's only 24 hours in a day. Like, really, there is only 24 hours in a day. You only can get so much done in a day. And I know I have a lot of responsibilities with Crispy on the Web Media. I have a lot of responsibility with my staff. I got a lot of responsibility with a website, blog, podcast. You know, I do a lot of this behind the scenes stuff, and it's really, really important that I actually, you know, manage myself and, you know, maybe even allotting some tasks to my staff to say, okay, can you do this for me? Can you do this for me very quickly? And I'm still working on the Discord server too. That's another thing I gotta finish up. It's the Discord server community, which we've changed around completely. You can join the Discord server. Link is in the description box below, as always. But, you know, I need to take a day off, and I need to just, you know, relax and not do anything whatsoever. And also, being organized is important too. And that's probably my last little tidbit I want to talk about today, is being organized. Whether I have sticky notes on my computer screen, which, well, not these technically on the computer screen, but I mean like the on my desktop on my computer in the studio, I have a list of things I need to do. That is what I'm talking about, and I need to get those done. So I gotta make sure I get those done, and that's one way. And like I said, the other way is the physical sticky notes, which I always have a pad on my desk, on the desk here. So it is very important that I always have that, you know, physically there. It's good to have it more in one place. And also organizing yourself with the calendar, which is, you can see it kind of, I'm pointing to it. Those on YouTube, you can see I'm pointing to it. It's kind of sitting at the top there, at the back of the desk there. Put my microphone down. There you go. You can see it. It's just sitting there. I haven't used it much, but I need to make sure I have that all figured out. But physical and technology too, like on the computer, it's good to have things actually listed as well. It's good to have it more than one. But however, I'm proud. I've come very far since the beginning. I've come a long way since we started this whole adventure. And last August, I started being a transformational, you know, podcaster and owner or CEO and founder and CEO. I've done a lot of work to make sure that, you know, Crispy on the Web Media does strive. And I know it's a lot of work, and you guys are like, wow, Chris, you do a lot with with Crispy on the Web Media. I do a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I don't really talk to you guys about, minus you're in the private Facebook group. Yeah, then you'll see me talking about it a little bit more. But I've shown a lot of professionalism. I've not put up with people's crap. You know, I'm learning to communicate with my team, you know, and I've learned to be a transformational leader. And I've learned a lot since the start of August. And I've really, really done well. I have really done very well since August. So I know I've learned a lot since the beginning. 10 years I've been learning a lot running this company for 10 years, and a significant growth as well. And I should be proud of that, really. I should be proud of that. I should be proud of all the work I do. I know I work nonstop on things, and I try to take Sundays off, but I haven't done that lately. And I need to do that. And that today's going to be one of those days. I'm just going to sit back, wear my other earphones, which you can see behind me there. It's just laying on the back shelf behind me in the studio. I'm going to put those on. I'm going to go on Twitch and just chill and play some video games for a few hours, goof around and have a good time. That's what I want to do. I want to have a good time. So, and I recommend to, you know, give yourself a pat on the back. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm giving myself a pat on the back. That's what you need to do, is always give yourself a pat on the back and say, good job. You've done a good job today. So, you know, you got to praise yourself. And remember when I said, dealing with stress and all that, go to the store, get your favorite drink, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy it. And really important to reward yourself in the end too. You have to remember to reward yourself and say, you know, you deserve this. You worked hard. You deserve a little treat, whether it's your favorite drink or snack. You know, it's really important. It is. Anyway, that is the episode for today. If you are new to the podcast, you can follow or subscribe wherever you're listening or watching the podcast. Follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter, aka X, Instagram at Crispy on the Web. I will see you guys next week for another topic up episode of the podcast. And in the meantime, go check out CBW Show on Wednesday at 1 p.m. on audio only. And I'll see you guys then. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.